I assume I collected these crumbs and stored them in my memory. I suppose storing information in one's memory is easier than retrieving it when needed. But sometimes, when I have to recall things relating to my family history, I'm awed at the stuff that suddenly pops up, not quite sure whether these are true memories or the product of my imagination. Only after receiving proof or external corroboration am I convinced that it was true memory, actual knowledge. Therefore, I was not wholly surprised when I heard myself answering automatically. Mordechai Liebman was a good friend of my father's in his hometown Shortkov. I think he perished in the Holocaust. So it came to pass that in one day, my life took on a new focus. My father's lot, and with it the questions. Who is Mordechai Liebman? What was his connection to my father? What was his connection to the lot? And where did that knee-jerk response to Eleanor's question come from? I decided to phone Chani Amor and was surprised when she explained to me politely and patiently that she couldn't help me. It is up to you to find proof that your father is Shlomo Tzvi Finkelman, who bought the lot. Unfortunately, I cannot help you or give you any information about the lot and its location. You have to provide my office with proof of your father's residence in 1935 and his connection to Mordechai Liebman. By the end of that exchange, I felt I'd reached a dead end. It seemed like a puzzle wherein I'm expected to join two pieces that didn't fit and place them precisely at an unknown address on an imaginary game board. Sounds surreal, right? That's just how it felt.